Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is confirming that at least one American was among the nearly 300 people killed when their Malaysian passenger plane was brought down by a surface-to-air missile in Ukraine. A short time ago, the president told the American people the tragedy was yet further proof of how important it was for Russia to de-escalate tensions in Ukraine and stop supporting pro-Russian rebels in the region.
President Obama says it's not yet known exactly what happened to MH17, but he says U.S. officials are beginning to draw some conclusions, given the nature of the surface-to-air missile they believe brought the plane down.
There are only certain types of anti-aircraft missiles that can reach up 30,000 feet and shoot down a passenger jet. We have increasing confidence that it came from areas controlled by the separatists.
Separatists, he says, that have gotten support from Russia, regardless of precisely who fired what from where. Obama said the violence in eastern Ukraine is to blame.
The violence that's taking place there is facilitated in part, in large part, because of Russian support.
Obama says more sanctions remain a possibility. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
The now 11-day-old conflict between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza is also prompting an emergency meeting of Security Council members this afternoon. Jordan reportedly made the request after Israel launched a ground invasion of Gaza. Until recently, Israel was using airstrikes against Hamas, which is accused of firing numerous rockets at the Jewish state. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Gaza that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told troops to remain ready for another significant expansion.
Israeli fire during the initial ground invasion Thursday night focused on Gaza's border regions, but strikes hit in central Gaza City as well, including a TV production company serving a range of international clients. Noor Harazin works there, but didn't know her office had been destroyed until she came to work.
So since yesterday until now, we did not have any electricity, so I don't know what happened. Not about the incursion, not about anything.
Residents in northern Gaza report Israeli troops slowly moving further into the small Gaza Strip. Israel says it is trying to destroy tunnels through which militant groups try to enter Israel or move rockets they fire at Israel. A Hamas spokesman said today if Israel destroys tunnels, Hamas will rebuild them. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.
The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing restrictions that would block the development of a gold and copper mine in Alaska, located near the headwaters of a major salmon fishery. The EPA is being sued, by the way, by the group behind the proposed mine and by the state of Alaska. Dow is up 94 points, more than half a percent. It's 17,071. NASDAQ gaining 54. S&P 500 up 16. This is NPR. A federal appeals court in Denver has ruled that Oklahoma's ban on same-sex marriage violates the U.S. Constitution. Brian Hardzinski from member station KGOU reports the ruling comes from the same three-judge panel that overturned Utah's ban last month.
Two same-sex couples in Tulsa sued over Oklahoma's ban that voters approved by a 75% margin in 2004. Friday's 2-1 decision affirms a January ruling by U.S. District Judge Terrence Kern that Oklahoma's constitutional amendment preventing same-sex couples to wed violates the U.S. Constitution. It's the first time appellate courts have ruled on bans of same-sex marriage since the Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act last year. Now it's likely the bans in Oklahoma and Utah will go before the High Court, and same-sex marriages in both states are still on hold until the appeals are settled. For NPR News, I'm Brian Hardzinski in Norman, Oklahoma.
Hundreds of police officers were among those to attend the funeral of a fallen comrade in Jersey City, New Jersey. Officer Melvin Santiago was a 23-year-old rookie who was killed Sunday in what officials have described as an ambush. Santiago was posthumously awarded the police department's Medal of Honor. Another New Jersey community is also paying final respects to another police officer. Patrolman Christopher Goodell died early yesterday when his unmarked vehicle was struck by a semi. marquees on Broadway will be dimmed tonight for 1 minute at 7:45 p.m. Eastern in memory of Tony and Emmy-winning actress Elaine Stritch. She passed away yesterday in Michigan. She was 89 years old. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Zurich, providing risk management and insurance solutions for those who truly love their business. Learn more at ZurichNA.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Stay tuned, for coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. At 3 o'clock, Roger Cash will be on air with Freetown Radio. So lots of good music coming your way. Don't forget 7 p.m. tonight, Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter. At 9 o'clock, the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine. And at 10 o'clock, The Fringe. So again, good music coming away for some hours today and all throughout the weekend. Back now to 2011 and what would be the last disc for Etta James. The Dreamer is the name of the disc. Here from that disc is a piece called Boondocks.
Shame, I'm proud from where I came. I was born and raised in the boondocks. Yeah. One thing I know, no matter where I go, keep my heart and soul down in the boondocks.
That's right.
I can feel that muddy water running through my veins. Hear that lullaby of a midnight train, and it sings to me and sounds so familiar. In no shame, I feel where I came. I was born and raised in the boondocks. One thing I know, no matter where I may go, I was born and raised down in the boondocks. I can taste that honeysuckle and it's still so sweet. Yeah, so sweet, so sweet. When it grows wild on the banks down at Old Camp Creek, and it calls to me like a warm wind blowing, I feel no shame from where I came. Born and raised in the boondocks. My heart and soul in the boondocks. Now listen. Where I learned about living, yeah. Where I learned about love.
All right.
Where I learned about working hard, uh-huh. And having little was just enough.
That's
where I learned about Jesus,
oh, yeah.
Knowing where I stand,
uh-huh.
You can take it or leave it. This is me, this is who I am. That's home to me, feel like home to me.
Yeah.
You get a line,
yeah.
I get a pole.
Yeah.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish hole. Five-card pool on a Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning. I feel no shame, I'm proud from where I came.
in the boondocks. There is a house in New Orleans. They call it the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many poor girls. Just look at me, honey, but I'm the only one. Now, if I had listened to what my mama said, I'd have been at home today. Being young and foolish, I let my gambler lead me astray. My mama, she's a tailor. She sewed your blue jeans when they were new. My sweetheart, he's a drunkard, drinking down in New Orleans. A young girl, I used to seek pleasure. When I was a young girl, I used to drink ale out of an ale house into this jailhouse. My body is ruined, they left me here to die. Sister, don't do what I've done. Shun that house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun.
Odetta from her disc Looking for a Home. This particular disc is a tribute to Lead Belly, and Lead Belly, apparently that song was in his repertoire, as it was in quite a number of his contemporaries, Texas Alexander and a number of others. House of the Rising Sun, called here, though, New Orleans. That's the way the track is listed. Before hearing Odetta, we heard the late Etta James from the disc Dreamer. She did a piece called Boondocks. We're going to turn next to Lead Belly, a really interesting character. We're going to turn to his most famous piece, a recording. He did this a few times. We're going to go back to a 1943 recording, a number that probably had its antecedents in a Tin Pan Alley tune. It said that Lead Belly may have learned this from an uncle and that he was performing it as early as 1909. Within, I think it was 6 months after he died, it became a huge hit for the band The Weavers. Here is Lead Belly with Irene Goodnight.
Irene Goodnight. Irene Goodnight. Goodnight, Irene. Goodnight, Irene. I get you in my dream. Sometimes as I live in a country, woman, need nobody can hold up, Miss Healer.
Kansas Joe McCoy and his wife, Memphis Minnie, My Washwoman's Gone. They were preceded by Lead Belly, who did Irene. That recording dated back to 1943. Memphis Minnie was married to Kansas Joe McCoy. They married in the late 20s, and marriage didn't last all that long. But Memphis Minnie herself was a very formidable guitarist and a divine rural-style blues vocalist, and it was said by a lot of blues aficionados and fellow musicians of her era that she could play guitar as well as any man. A case in point, here's Memphis Minnie here on KRVS with Weary Woman Blues.
When you're struggling all alone, nobody wants you. When you're struggling all alone, but when you find someone, they will wreck your happy home. Oh, step on that pavement, tell all about it. Long time. You know your life ain't worth living if you can't be with the one you love. Well, I'm going away to leave you at a big bed all on by yourself. Going away to leave you at a big bed all on by yourself. Baby, just like I love you, I'm learning to love somebody else. That's what I'm talking about.
What you trying to put on me? Well, mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, but don't do no right from wrong. Go away from my window, quit scratching on my screen. You look a dirty mistreat. I know just what you mean. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, but don't do no right from wrong. some of these women's shoulders make me tired, got a hand full of, give me a mouthful of my job right. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong. Woman, I'm loving one teeth, solid gold that's on this woman, a mortgage on my soul. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool round all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong. See me coming, put your man outdoor. You know I ain't no stranger, done been here before. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool round all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong.
Sleepy John Estes from 1935 with what has to be, I guess, his second best-known blues recording. His first would be his 1929 recording of The Girl I Love, She Got Long Curly Hair. But a wonderful job by Sleepy John Estes. He recorded on into the early 1940s and then sort of dropped off the map, his style of blues having become passé by that time. But he was rediscovered in the late 1950s, early 60s, and ended up doing some performances and more recordings before his time finally came. Before we heard Sleepy John Estes, we heard Memphis Minnie, also from 1935, doing a number called Weary Woman Blues. Memphis Minnie and her husband, Kansas Joe McCoy, back in 1929, recorded a tune that has definitely had a long life, a piece called When the Levee Breaks, which, of course, was about the Great Mississippi Flood. We're going to go, what would that be, I guess, 80 years later? Roughly 80 years later. Listen to that song done by Buckwheat Zydeco from his disc Lay Your Burden Down. Buckwheat, along with special guest Sonny Landreth on this track, their rendition of When the Levee Breaks. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Robert Cray with Nothing But a Woman from his album Strong Persuader that came out in 1986 won him his second Grammy in a row. There were more to follow. His first Grammy came from his participation on the album Showdown in 1985 with Johnny Copeland and Albert Collins. This one did very well for him. And he played a major role in the blues renaissance of the 1980s. A lot of his music was the songs he would pick, some he would write, appealed to a lot of very contemporary sensibilities. And his arrangements were just great. Robert Cray. He was preceded by Buckwheat Zydeco. We heard Stanley Durell from his disc Lay Your Burden Down. That one, again, came out on Alligator Records back in 2009. It got a lot of airplay on blues radio programs around the country. We heard Buckwheat along with special guest Sonny Landreth doing a rendition of the old Memphis mini Kansas Joe McCoy tune, When the Levee Breaks. And we have music next here on the Blues Box on KRVS from the Hollywood Blue Flames from their disc Road to Rio that came out in 06. Here they are with Long Black Cadillac.
Big boy, ho, just shot you down, and it won't be long before you 6 feet in the ground. I'm coming down to your funeral, riding in my long black Cadillac. Now they say you bad, but buddy, I never went cold day. Now you ain't nothing but a rattlesnake, laying in a coil, thinking about you made my blood begin to boil. I'm coming down to your funeral, riding in my long black Cadillac. Now they say you why, but buddy, I never will forget. Eye for an eye, that's what the good book said. And the time has come, your dues to pay. I'm coming down to your funeral, riding in my long black Cadillac. Well, they say you bad, but buddy, I never went for. Tomorrow morning, your family will be grieving. I don't get mad, I get even. I'm coming down to your funeral, riding in my long black Cadillac. Well, they say you wise, but buddy, I never went for that. Now you took kindness for a weakness, and for that you should have better known. But it won't be long before worms are crawling on your bones. I'm coming down to your funeral, riding in my long black Cadillac. Well, they say you bad, but buddy, I never feel for that. Thank you.
today.
Little Walter from 1953, Blues with a Feeling. Little Walter with the Myers Brothers on guitars and Fred Below on drums. Before we heard Little Walter on blues harp, we heard the Hollywood Blue Flames from their disc Road to Rio. They did a number called Long Black Cadillac, which was substituting a Cadillac, in a sense, for a V8 Ford. Obviously a take on the old 1951 Willie Love tune, V8 Ford Blues. We're going to turn to Louis Myers. He was on that last track. He and his brother David played guitar and blues harp behind a lot of the Chicago greats back in the 1950s and 60s. Here's Louis Myers from around 1990 or so, as far as I can tell, from a disc called Tell My Story Moving. He's on vocals and on guitar on one track and on blues harp, and Steve Freund is doing the lead guitar work. Louis Myers with the number Tell My Story Moving.
Gonna tell my story of moving, gonna tell it on the run. Gonna tell my story of moving, gonna tell it on the run. Rather see that bones in my way, then the wrong end of a gun. Have to keep these shoes in motion, past that city limit sign. Have to keep these shoes in motion, past that city limit sign. Gonna slip on down the back road till I reach that county line. Well, you know my mama, she told me when I was the age of 5. Well, you know my mama, she told me, son, just try to stay alive. So I tell my story of moving, I'ma tell it on the run. Brother, see that lonesome highway, then a wrong end of a gun. Oh, I got a three-count heart attack. Turkey's attack of the flu. Waterproof magnet of pneumonia. Chicago lead poison blue. So I'm leaving this thug city. Where the wind blows gun smoke gray. Where they keep the gutter running red. And the sky raining lead all day. Grab a A&P bag, gonna pack up all the arms. Gonna grab a A&P bag, gonna pack up all the arms. Gonna kiss my baby picture and hit the street for parts unknown. Gonna tell my story, moving. Gonna tell it on the run. Gonna tell my story, moving. Got to tell it on the run. I'd rather feed a lonesome highway than a wrong end of a gun.
Thank you.
Osher and Steve Geiger with a number called Gotta Go Now. Osher worked with the Muddy Waters band, Muddy's touring band, and Steve Geiger was from Philadelphia, worked with a lot of Chicago blues artists, Jimmy Rogers and a few others among them. Before hearing Paul Osher and Steve Geiger, we heard Louis Myers, who also played with Muddy and Little Walter and a whole lot of people over the years. We heard Louis Myers from a disc called Tell My Story Moving. He did the title track to that particular disc. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Burrow. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today, and I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Then at 3 o'clock, Roger Cash will take over with Freetown Radio. At 4 o'clock, All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. At 6 o'clock tonight, Selected Shorts, and at 7 tonight, Big Band Swings with Lee Kleinpeter, followed by the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine, and then James Van Way at 10 o'clock with The Fringe. This program is made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And we are a member-supported public radio. We want to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your contributions. If you'd like to become a member, if you're not one yet, consider doing so. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. We're going to turn to the late William Clark, wonderful Los Angeles-based blues harpist that died of a heart attack in the mid-1990s. From one of his discs, William Clark's going to do a number called Blowing the Family Jewels to take us up to the top of the hour. Have a great weekend. Stay dry.
I'm Adam Truard.
And I'm Jake Hebert.
Inviting you to join us every Friday at midnight for the Sound Club radio program.
Your home for left field pop gems from today to yesteryear.
Your leading provider of auditory theme dreams since 2010.
Beamed straight from the mother station via satellite interconnection.
On 88.7 FM, KRVS.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, Let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.